With us right now, Patty Dreyer, the Portage County Executive. First of all, strategic planning has been an ongoing thing for you over the last year, and you're getting very close to having something to present for County Board to take action on. Where are you in that process?
Well, actually, tonight at the County Board meeting, I'm presenting a progress report on the action we have been taking. And it's not just what the County Board's been doing, but it's a collective of what the staff all across our departments in Portage County government, along with their oversight committees and boards, have been doing. So it's kind of exciting. This is the first, the first report of our progress since we passed the plan. They passed the plan in August last year. So it's an exciting time to have looked back to notice, oh my gosh, we've already begun to make a difference in advance on checking the things off of this plan. And continuing to then to move forward in the strategic directions that we outlined.
How's the implementation going on that plan?
Well, it's across all of our units. Everybody's working in various parts. What I did for my report is pull together goal by goal. We have four strategic goals. Identify where our at least higher level progress points are for each of those goals. And we've made quite a bit of progress on community and economic development and also on streamlining operations and also some related to our county facilities, making them as functional and flexible as we can. And related to that is facilities planning, long-range physical space planning for the county.
Is there anything else we should cover on strategic planning?
There's a whole bunch more detail. I just think that it might be better to direct people to the PowerPoint slide of the details that will be posted on the county's webpage very shortly here after that presentation. So probably by Friday this week it'll be up, and folks can take a look. And if there are suggestions about how to record progress in a different way, a different manner, I'm very open to hearing their thoughts about that. And if folks want to be able to, learn more about any of these progress points, I'd be very happy to talk in a lot more detail about it. I think some of the main areas that we've made progress is we're doing a better job at now zeroing in on what the county campus plan will be for our campus facilities. To be able to look at, we've already reviewed all those existing plans. We hear many people talking about how many plans have we had. Well, we've reviewed them all and pulled all the nuggets out that are relevant today and updated the physical space planning inventories. This is the second time in my 4 years here in county government. And at the same time, as we're doing all of that related to the courthouse correctional facility sort of angle on things, we are also having a report at the county board tonight related to our healthcare center studies, so both our business modeling studies and facilities studies about whether or not we should remodel or build a new facility, and some would say even there may be other options. We're going to have to keep working through that. There are really big decisions ahead of us, and the strategic plan is helping to focus our energies, focus our priorities, give us direction, and keep moving forward.
Do you anticipate that the healthcare facilities plan will be some kind of a decision on which way to go yet today?
I think there's going to be some good conversation. I would be surprised if there wasn't on the county board floor. I know we've been having it in having rich discussion, probably I could call it spirited discussion, in some other meetings, like the public meetings of the healthcare center committee, for example. So we have a lot more conversation to have, but when you look at the particulars and how the numbers come out, the best financial designs look at building a new facility between 80 and 100 beds as far as if you're going to stay in the business of having a Portage County Healthcare Center, because it's not a mandate for a county mission to have one. This is a choice we make in Portage County, and we've made since the 1930s here in Portage County. So, this will be, do we continue with this legacy, with this service, if you would, to the people of our county and region or not? I personally believe that we should carry on. That taking care of our elders in our community is important and valued, and that if we, if one privatizes the healthcare center, what happens is private organizations may not be so willing to accept people who can't pay as much to be there, and it's all about numbers instead of about people and their health and their families. And so I think this is a way for us to look at giving back to taxpayers for their years of contributing to our community by continuing to offer this mission going forward. But there are lots of decisions to be made. The new facility would be close to $20 million in the broad estimates that exist in the report. The other option is to remodel the existing facility. There are lots of different perspectives on that. But what we do know is that status quo is not an option. That while we've turned the ship, that we've got the healthcare center finances in a much more sustainable direction, I guess you would say, in a general way. What we know is, with the business forecasting and modeling that was done in the study, that we cannot sustain the healthcare center without making changes. It's just not financially possible. And we'll be right back to where we started 4 years ago in the hole because of how things are, and majorly in the hole. We're talking millions. It just isn't an option for us. So the remodeling is a choice. You know, somebody can look at, well, we could create more private rooms and we could try to alleviate long hallways. But by this point, you've had to shut down part of your operation in order to make the renovations happen. And you'll have disrupted people who are maybe in hospice at the end of their life right there in the nursing home. And now we've got construction going on another wing. It's just really disruptive. And when it should be all about quality, all about quality of life and quality of care. And if we can't stay in a business of providing quality care, then we should get out of the business. And but I sincerely believe that we'll be able to figure our way through it, and it's going to be very important for the people of Portage County to speak up about what do they want. Everywhere I've gone, folks are very much in support of the Portage County Healthcare Center, but we're going to have a big rally of citizen voices on this in order to make sure that the will of the people is honored in this direction that we take.
When it comes to other county space issues, you're also looking at the old Travel Guard building at 1039 Ellis, possible decision on that. So what happens if the county board takes that property? What would happen to it?
All right, so this is the property that's adjacent to the Portage County Annex building where my office is located, right here downtown Stevens Point. It's a 3.53-acre real estate option. It's a building that's been there for many decades. The amount is not to exceed $1.9 million. It's a much lower cost for that real estate than had been advertised in, you know, years ago. So, I mean, it looks like for us the price is right at this point in time as we continue to move through our campus planning concepts, and that we have agreed that downtown is the best location for future growth of county government, and it's not growth necessarily. It's more like replacement of aging facilities or obsolete facilities, or allowing us space to be able to use while we renovate our courthouse building with HVAC issues and elevator issues and lots of things that would disrupt that operation. We've got lots of needs for space and figuring this out and having some moving pieces, I guess you would say, as we put the whole thing together. So it would seem to me that tonight with this resolution before the county board, there would be a very good chance, I believe, that this resolution will pass to purchase this property. And from there, we will have it on a fast track to take ownership as soon as we can. And then as that's happening, to keep those options open right here downtown, the Space and Properties Committee will continue their work and refine the details about timelines, about the transitional use of this space as we continue to move toward a longer-range plan for physical space in Portage County.
So it sounds like the price is right, and if you do have to make some major changes to the existing courthouse, this will give you a place to function from while all that work is going on.
You know, that's what many of us believe. Again, I know there's lots of things, lots of hoops to jump through, lots of information to sift through before we could get to such a place that we would know that's the absolute right answer. But when this property is available right next to us, when we're looking at the fact that we have an obsolete jail as we sit here, and we're going to have a correctional center that serves our needs going forward, when we look at the fact that our courthouse needs major infrastructure improvement, we're going to have to be creative, and we're going to have to take advantage of every opportunity we have to do things as wisely as we can, and staying right here and being able to shuffle pieces as we move through our planning process and our improvement process will be a really important thing for us. And I think this is a wise move for Portage County.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I think that's enough. I think there's enough stuff on our plate. It's just a great, exciting time in Portage County government and in our whole community right now. I think what we're starting to see here is we're breaking through. We're breaking through some of the issues that we've had in the past. We're being able to focus our energies, clarify our priorities, and then start to move through them. The world's changing quick around us, and we've got to make sure that we are strategically adjusting accordingly.
Patty Dreyer is the Portage County Executive. Thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Larry.